Okay, this is Holly Sturgis and I'm here at Phoenix Square in Leicester at the start of Community Media Week, and I'm here with the editor of Citizen's Eye, John Costa. How are you doing today, John?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Yeah, looking forward to it.
Good. So just tell us a quick overview of Community Media Week. What's it about?
Well, we came up with the idea originally 2 years ago as a way of trying to get the Citizen's Eye message, if you like, out into the county more. You know, we were doing quite well in Leicester, but across Leicestershire we had like pockets of usage, and we just thought it'd be quite cool to have a community media day. And as always, it got out of hand and then became 3 days, and then it became a week. So we did Monday to Friday was our first one, and just encouraged people to run community news cafes and send us information, a lot of which we ran ourselves. And now this is the fourth one, so we do them every 6 months in June and November. So this is our fourth one.
Okay, so Citizen's Eye is about sort of, you know, community media and citizens journalism, and obviously Community Media Week is a key opportunity for you to sort of, you know, grasp reporters and future reporters. If somebody's listening to this now, what's the best way for them to get involved in things like, you know, Citizen's Eye and Community Media Week?
Well, what we're trying to encourage people to do is you know, look at the homepage, and there's a green button there, a submit new button, which they can use and send information directly through to the editorial team about their events or training, and they can send us requests, or they can email us on editor@citizenseye.org. But we encourage people to either visit us on a Tuesday from 9:30 to 10:30 at our community news cafe, which is at the Coffee Republic shop on Granby Street, so there's one of those next Tuesday, and basically just to get in touch. But I think a lot of people think that we go off and we cover events. We very rarely do that. We do cover big things like Sky Ride and like the Mellor or Pride, but you know, for community group events and stuff and fairs and fates and things like that people are running, we encourage them to send us the pictures and send us some wording. So really they are community reporters. If they then want some training to support that, then we can do that.
Okay, so today is day one of Community Media Week, and this goes on all the way through to next Tuesday. What are you most looking forward to?
The launch of Reportage Club tonight. I think that'll be quite good at 6 o'clock at the Cookie Jar and the Crumbling Cookie. Saturday to the Cycling Cultures Conference and Riverside Festival. And then next Tuesday night we've got a fundraiser for the Costa Foundation in Costa Coffee in Highcross from 7 o'clock. That'd be pretty cool.
Cool. Well, I'm going to leave that there. Thank you very much for your time. And don't forget to check out the Citizen's Eye website for the full schedule of Community Media Week.